اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
اللهم صل على علي أمير المؤمنين. اللهم لعن قتلة أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. آمين يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. May inshallah Allah Almighty grant everyone a blazing, healthy, and long life, inshallah. So, I really say that to all of you, may Allah accept all your prayers, your du'as. Inshallah, Allah Almighty grant us all with the reward of Jannah, inshallah. All right?
Yeah.
So, Brother Minhal Hussain, salam alaikum. Mahdi al-Husseinan, salam.
Salam.
How are you?
Good.
Are you good?
Yes, I'm good.
How much good?
Good.
Nope. Too much good?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
How about Muhammad Hadi? Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Are you good?
Naqabi. Yes, I'm good.
Okay, the answer of how are you is not Naqabi. Good. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya.
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya.
I'm good, thanks.
So, Alhamdulillah, all the Muslim brothers and sisters around the world, they were doing their prayers during the nights of the holy nights of Qadr. May Allah Almighty accept, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us, inshallah, today. We are going to continue our lessons also and trying to learn some new rules, some new tips on how to read and recite the Holy Quran. So, Brother Minhal Hussain, the last topic we were talking about was...
How to stop and where to stop.
So how to stop, we learned like 6-7 rules, yeah?
Yeah.
And sometimes we were changing the harakah to sukun, sometimes we were changing it to another harakah like alif maddi. Sometimes there was no changes because the last letter had already had a sukun, okay? Sometimes all the harakats were changed to sukun, okay? So one of the those rules is left, okay, that inshallah we will talk about it in the coming sessions. And also we talked about where to make a pause or where to stop, the stopping stations, yeah? The stopping stations. So 10 of them I think we learned, right, Muhammad Yahya?
Yes.
We talked about Jim.
Meem.
Skala, Jim, Meem.
Qala, Salah, Meem, La.
Meem again.
Za.
Seen.
Two memes.
Seen. Good.
Salah.
I count them.
And the ending of the...
the ending of the...
Ayah.
Ayah, yeah.
The end of the ayah?
Sure.
Yes. And also?
And also... Sod.
Ah, no. Also... Qaf, qaf.
Qaf,
qaf.
Qif.
Qif,
yes. Qif means Qif. Stop.
We're on page 9, actually. Not page 8.
Qif and Sil.
Sil.
Sil. The other one was Sil.
Sil?
Connected.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay, it's an order. I mean, it's a command. Next one was waqful mu'anaqa.
Three dots.
You know mu'anaqa?
Yeah.
The three dots.
Three dots. Six
actually,
dots.
Not the three dots.
You can stop at one station or the other station.
Yeah, you gotta stop at one of them.
In real six.
Yeah, like
you should stop.
It's six dots.
Yeah, six dots.
Because so, never it can
alhamdulillah, we learned them. Now you know where to make a pause, yes, and where not to make a pause. All right, yes. Hadi?
Yes.
So, that's very good that, alhamdulillah, I've learned. So, today, I think that's enough about the stations, okay? Because in Osman Taha, we have also some more stations, okay? That inshallah, as we recite the Holy Quran Kareem, okay? We will come to them and talk to them or talk about them, okay? For example, we will be reciting an ayah. So one of the other stations or one of the signs in the Holy Quran will appear there, okay? So which is new for us. So we'll talk about it, okay, there. Understood? So
yes.
Inshallah. Today, we are going to talk about silent letters.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Do you remember we talked about Alif and Lam?
Yes.
So Alif Lam with moon letters, Alif
yes.
Lam with sun letters. Yeah,
sun letters.
All right?
Yes.
So we talked about it a lot and we learned. So Alif and Lam, or Lam, is one of the silent letters. Okay, one of the
silent
letters. Now, inshallah, we will again talk about some more.
Waw and Ya.
Alif, how many letters were there?
Alif,
four
lam,
letters were there,
four
yes?
Letter, yeah.
Four letters were there.
Alif, so, Lam, Waw, Ya.
Yes. Alif, Lam, Waw, Ya.
Al-mi.
Or if you put them together, you can make a word.
Wali.
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 Wali. حروف الوالي or حروف الوالي it's kind of popular with this name okay حروف
الوالي
so حروف الوالي there are four letters that they are written actually but not pronounced yes we have them in English we have them in Persian so let's make some examples in English to make it more clear so Or to make it, clearer. In English, we say clearer, not more clear, yes? If we use more, we emphasize. More clearer, yes? So, Minhal Hussein, can you please spell the word night, day
night.
And night? Can you spell it?
Like a night with the
N-I-G-H-T?
Sword?
No, no.
Oh, like
N-I-G-H-T. So N I G H T, how many letters are there? N I G H T, five letters are there, but he pronounced the letters in a way that we just heard three letters.
Yeah.
Night.
N
I T.
N I T.
Yes. N I T.
But when you spell it, it will be knit.
Yeah. But
if you say
but the spelling is different.
Letters.
There are two letters silent.
Yes.
So they are written but not pronounced. Muhammad Ahia,
yeah.
Can you spell the word talk?
T-A-L-K.
Ah, L is silent there.
Talk.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you spell the word, for example, what word? Walk.
Walk. W-A-L-K.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, mashallah. So L is silent here as well. Mahdi, can you spell the word listen? Listen to me.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen. It's written like listen,
yeah.
But T is silent there.
Yes.
Okay. Or come, I come my hair, B is silent there.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of words in English that
in Persian
they have different spellings. I mean, there are many letters, okay? But most of them, or some of them, sometimes one, two, or three sometimes.
In Persian, like,
are,
khawab, khab,
khab.
Yeah, yeah, good. In Persian as well, we have khawab. It's written, but it's pronounced khab.
Khawab
is silent.
Mi khawaham, mi khawaham.
Yeah, mi khawaham becomes mi khawaham. می خواهم به خانه خواهرم بروم خواب بکنم می خواهم خانه خواهرم برم خواب بکنم All the waw are silent here So we have them in Persian, we have them in English It becomes easier, right?
Yes
Now let's go to the Quran Karim and talk about some examples in the Quran
In page 9
So in the
no,
Quran Karim
Yeah, 8
Guys,
Last week
in the Quran
eight.
Karim as well Sometimes we have this actually waw And sometimes ya.
An alif lam.
Yes. Sometimes waw, sometimes ya. They are not pronounced, but they are written. So like our Musa. What is the topic? The topic is the letters
Yahya.
Which are written but not
pronounced. Like Yahya, Ye is not pronounced.
Ye is not pronounced. Yahya,
yeah.
Are you
Yahya.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that is the?
Musa.
The seat
Musa.
Or the chair for the?
Alif Maddi.
Yahya made a very clear point here.
Yes,
and that was how to understand or how to find out that this is a silent letter. This is waw, which is silent. Written but silent.
Like
this
Musa.
Is, yeah, written but silent.
Like
how to understand this? Uh-huh. Let's come to this. One of the things, there are many cases, okay? The first case is when ya or waw is the seat or the chair for Hamza.
Yes, like Mina.
So this Hamza is naughty. It sometimes goes and sits on the top of ya, sometimes on the top of waw, sometimes at the bottom of ya, sometimes on the top of alif. It's like Mahdi, naughty. It goes everywhere. Sometimes on the top of a tree, sometimes down the desk, okay? The bottom of a desk, he goes everywhere. So Hamza is like this, sometimes on the top of waw. Are you angry with me?
No.
I'm sorry.
Very much.
Like a okay. Bee, like a bee. Every time is one place.
Bee?
Yeah, bee.
Oh, I mean that bee. Yeah. That bee. Yeah. I thought the bee, the letter.
It always people and makes them have and gives torture to them.
Okay.
The
so.
That's more like you.
So the first case is what? Muhammad Hadi? When ya or waw is the seat or chair for?
Hamza.
Hamza or? Hamza then, that's enough.
No, alif maksura, alif maksura.
So.
No, it's that is for ya.
You know that if Hamza is on the top of any of them, even alif, so you pronounce it.
Yeah.
You pronounce it Hamza, not waw, not alif, not ya.
Yes.
Okay, Mahdi? If it is on the top of waw, Hamza, with fatha you say? Not wa. Yes? Because Hamza is there, it makes it clear that it's Hamza, it's me, I'm on the top. It means I have conquered this. I have the control over this letter. Okay? So the first case is this. Let's go and, inshallah, in the Quran Kareem, we will find them, okay?
We'll
find
I found
some examples. What page are you on? Page?
Eight.
Page
eight. They are full of them.
No, or nine.
Page
no,
eight of the Quran Kareem with Usman Taha. I mean, writing style. So, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Okay. Look at the first ayah. Wa idh najaynakum min ali fir'auna yasumunakum su'al 'adhabi yudhabbihuna abna'akum ويستحيون نساءكم وفي ذلكم بلاء من ربكم عظيم. Look at the Hamza at the bottom of Alif. وَإِذْ. So Alif is here what?
Sir.
Silent. Because the letter we pronounce is the letter Hamza, not the Alif.
Yes, but here is not.
No, the Alif is silent, but the Hamza is not silent.
Sir, we don't have Hamza here.
Yeah.
What is?
That's why we say is.
No. Eh, look.
No, we don't have any Hamza.
Sir, we don't have any Hamza.
Are you sure? At the bottom of
what
Alif.
Is? Yeah,
no, sir, see.
Oh, okay, maybe that Quran doesn't have. I mean, it's another style of writing, okay? It's not Usman Taha. So, but in Usman Taha, it's clear.
That's this.
The difference between Usman Taha and other versions of the Quran Kareem. I mean version by writing style, okay?
Yeah, we don't have 100 versions.
Okay, so.
I don't update.
In Usman Taha, the Hamza with Kasra is written at the bottom of the Alif, okay? Or at the bottom of Ya with Kasra. So this is Wa'idh with Kasra Hamza. So it's at the bottom of Alif. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. And also Sevier International Schools Network, students of Sevier International Schools Network, and the teacher. Thanks so much for joining us. Inshallah, we will be back with the next cases of silent letters.
Allahumma. محمد وعجل فرج.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان